This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. For the first time in more than 2 years, the economy is expected to post a substantial increase in jobs. We'll learn more about those numbers later this morning. Analysts think the labor market grew by more than 150,000 last month. Still, any big jump in employment doesn't necessarily mean a rush to celebrate. There's more to it. And NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us to explain. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
So first, give us a little historical perspective. Can you put this jobs report in context?
Sure, absolutely. You know, since the recession began, we've lost more than 8 million jobs in the country. That's been a job loss every month but one since the end of 2007. Now, psychologically, if we do see good numbers today, that has to help because there really hasn't been much good news in the labor market. And also from a political perspective, the White House could use something because they've got midterms coming up in the fall.
Okay, so we may see good numbers today, a big jump in jobs. How much should people read into that?
Not that much. This is the bad news. There are two distorting factors. The first one is census hiring. We're doing the 2010 census. I think the guess is maybe 110,000 of any increase that we would see would be coming from census.
People already hired and also people presumably in temporary jobs.
Yeah, exactly. And this will only be temporary. So you'll see this bump for a few months and then those jobs are going to go away coming towards the end of the summer. So it's a very temporary thing and it's not real in the sense it's coming from the government. The second thing were those snowstorms in February. They kept people from doing some hiring. So things that might have happened in February with hiring we're now going to see in March. So I think analysts are thinking the real growth is actually closer to maybe 25 or 40,000 jobs. That's not very much. You know, the job market in the country right now, 150 million. So that's really small.
And why is this? I mean, we are seeing glimmers of hope and recovery in other areas of the economy. Why is the job market so
slow?
Well,
this always happens, but this is a lot worse than what we've seen before, I think. Jobs have always been a lagging indicator, but it's much more severe this time around. A lot of economists would say the recession actually ended last summer, but we've still lost another million jobs since then. There are a few theories behind this. One is businesses are unsure of a recovery, so why load up on more workers that you might have to get rid of? The other thing is you're seeing strong productivity. This is really good for businesses. They're getting more work out of workers. Also means they don't have to hire if they feel like the same smaller workforce can do the same work. Of course, if you're unemployed, this is really bad news because there are just fewer opportunities for you. And of course, if you're working, are you really going to complain about this in this economy to your supervisor? You're going to keep working hard. So
sure.
There's an economist with Wells Fargo named Mark Vintner, and he has a good line about this. He calls it a recovery only a statistician could love.
Right. Well, and I guess the big picture is that there are still a lot of people who are going to have been out of work for a long time. What are the implications of that?
Well, they're pretty worrisome. If you're a much older worker, maybe you retire. You don't get back in. Or if you get back in, you get in at a lower salary, a job you don't like as much. A big concern is younger workers. I mean, some of them coming out of college, some of them are going to be underemployed, they're going to be underpaid. And the real question is sort of what's the future implication for their long-term job prospects and career growth?
Thank you, Frank.
You're very welcome, Mary Louise.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt talking about the employment numbers out later this morning.